This is Sunday morning, December the 12th. I mean, December the 1st. I just don't get the 12th already. Let's see. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called The Refining Process Before Usable. Well, that kind of sounds weird. The Refining Process Before Usable. The refining process is painful, but it is necessary to remove the dross out of, the impurities out of, like silver and precious metals. It's like rocks tumbling to knock off the rough edges to bring forth a shiny stone. Even diamonds in their rough form are anything but pretty. The Bible Dictionary defines dross: the impurities of silver separated from the one in the process of melting. Okay, we're going to look at some scriptures here, more scriptures. Proverbs 25, 4. While we're going through the process, we go through trials. It's kind of like, yes, we're overcoming the evil one, but God is also working things out in us. 25:4, it says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the refiner. All right, 26, Proverbs 26:23. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. So dross is like a scum. It's an impurity. Okay, Psalms 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Psalm 66. Verse 10. Fear thou, O God, hast tested us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. What is going to the fire all about? God wants to rescue you, but he wants you to give up all of your efforts to try to save yourself. See, when we go through things, self-preservation kicks in. That's the devil. What about you? What about this? What about that? Hath God said? Reasoning. Well, you know, so-and-so had that and they died. He wants us to trust him, lay all care down, and look to the deliverer instead of trying to deliver ourselves. What can I do to get out of this fire? Isn't that what we do? We're expecting him to get all this off of me. No, he wants you to walk into it so he can lead you through the Red Sea. It's not fun, it's scary. It's like going through a spook house. Valley of the Shadow. All right, Psalms 119. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I'm afraid of thy judgments. Proverbs 17, verse 3. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord testeth the hearts. Can't you see the general sending the troops into the field to see how they're going to perform? See, have you been listening? Are you going to rise up and use your weapons, or are you going to fold in the field? It's real good to talk it, but it's a little different when it comes to walking it. Proverbs 25:4. Take away the dross from the silver, and there come forth a vessel for the refiner. Right here, the word refiner means superior to another in excellence or quality. Can I? How do you think Daniel got that excellent spirit? Daniel went through a lot of things. In Daniel chapter 3, you see here the excellence of his behavior, or what the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were required to go into the furnace. They were required to go into the den of lions. They were not rescued. They had to go in. And the fourth man showed up in the fire. Okay, let's look at a few scriptures. Isaiah 1, 22. The silver has become dross, thy wine mixed with water. The princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth bribes and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of mine adversaries and avenge myself of mine enemies. I will turn my hand upon thee and thoroughly purge away thy dross and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Sounds like what the Lord's doing in our nation. He's doing it in individuals and he's doing it in the nation. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 22. Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. All they are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the midst of the furnace. They are even the dross of silver. He wants us to be gold. All right, Amos 9. Through 10. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, except that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least kernel fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say the evil shall not overtake nor meet us. So the Lord is right, what goes on to talk about raising up the tabernacle of David. See, God is doing the refining in his church right now. He's doing it in the nation. There's no shortcuts. Not with him. Malachi 3. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit like a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them like gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Okay, Matthew 3, 11 and 12. This is John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that who cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the granary, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. I'd rather submit to the Lord's refining process than to go the other way, wouldn't you? Just trying to get what the Lord gave me is an understanding of what we're going through so we won't rebel against it, won't reject it, won't think, what are we doing wrong? No, it's part of the process. Okay, 2 Corinthians 7. Verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You can't serve God and do dead works. You just can't. It's a double-minded state. Hebrews 12:29. Just think about it. Get into a place in your life that whatever you go through, you have complete confidence. There's no fear. You just walk through the fire if possible, if necessary, and you trust God, and God delivers you. He shows himself faithful. That's what he's trying to do, just like he tried to get the children of Israel, after everything he did for them, to just trust him. And they just wouldn't. Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. 1 Peter 1. Wait a minute. Peter's after Hebrews. Going the wrong way. First Peter 1. In this we greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Okay, 1 John 1:7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And I don't know, I don't know why I put that there. Oh well, skip it. Ezekiel 1. I've never thought about it like this. What Ezekiel saw, we have to be purified to be able to even stand before him. This is verse 26. Wait a minute, let me get in. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne. Like the appearance of a sapphire stone, upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw like the color of amber, like the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of its loins even upward, and from the appearance of its loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. So he saw the Lord. He was fire from the waist up, fire from the waist down. Okay, one more. Revelation 1. John saw this. I've heard Brother Hagin talk about, and even Brother Copeland talk about, seeing fire when they saw the Lord, seeing fire, like in their eyes, like fire, his eyes. Okay, Revelation 1:12. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girded about the breast with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like fine bronze, as if they'd burned in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. So his appearance, very bright, very fiery. We're learning to walk through the fire and not even suffer from smoke inhalation. Learning to walk and not be afraid of anything. Learning to walk and to not stop and get the Lord's business done with a smile on our face and thanksgiving in our heart. This is the process for those that have the excellent spirit. Okay.